So, I thought I'd talk today, we'll probably finish earlier than normal, I thought I'd talk today about strength. Strength. And weakness. Weakness and strength. I heard a speaker called Mike Bickle saying that we should pray for strength in our spirits every day. And I thought, well, I don't do that. Does anybody else do that? Pray for strength in your spirit every day. None of us do it, you see. And I thought, I should do that. He said, you wouldn't go without a meal, would you? You know, when you're hungry, you eat. When your spirit's weak, pray for strength in your spirit. I thought, wow, I don't do that. So I thought I'd speak about that today, because you've just told me that you don't do it either. And Ephesians 3:16, Paul is praying for believers, and he says, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name, we pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being. That's the key text for me today. That he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being. It doesn't take long, does it, to say a prayer like that. God, will you strengthen my spirit today? Short prayer, isn't it? You can fit that in, can't you? Into your schedule. God, will you strengthen my spirit today? And then the verse goes on to say, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, and then he goes on to pray more. But I want to focus on the verse 16. He may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being. Does anybody ever feel a bit weak spiritually? Oh, there's a lot more hands up now. Quite right, too. Sometimes you just feel, you know, naff, don't you? Spiritually. And you wonder why, don't you? I do. I think, why am I feeling low today? What's going wrong? Why is my spirit low? My spirit can be affected by so many things, I'm sure yours can. By what's going on around you. By the weather. You know, sometimes it's cloudy and gloomy and not seen the sun since, you know, 4 months ago. And you feel a bit low, you know. Scandinavians, a lot of them commit suicide because they don't see the sun for 6 months. And the sun can make you, the absence of the sun can make you feel a bit low. But it can be other things. Times of adversity, things aren't going right. Some relationships not working out. Part of you, somebody in your family, things aren't working for them. Can't get a job, or they're struggling with something. Health issues, addiction issues, not getting on with spouses, etc. And circumstances can cause you to feel low. Sometimes something you want to happen doesn't happen. And your spirit feels low. Circumstances can dictate to us how we feel. But should it be that way? Should it be that we live our lives dictated to by our circumstances? I would say that isn't the way to live for a Christian. To be dictated to by your circumstances. I can't see how you're responding to what I'm saying at all. I can't see anybody's face. So if you sort of wheel your head around a bit, I might be able to tell how you're feeling. No, don't do that. So, as I said before, when you feel weak physically, you do something about it, don't you? You start to plan going into the kitchen. I wonder what's happening in the kitchen right now, you know. Do you ever get any little pangs, you men especially? In our house we say, is the kitchen still open? This will be late at night, you know. I wonder if the kitchen's still open. And then sometimes Gwen says, kitchen's closed, and she goes to bed. So Graham will come into the kitchen and reopen it and look for some pizzas. And Graham's cooking, 99 times out of 100 it will be pizzas. So when you are weak physically, you start to think about doing something about it. You wouldn't go for a week, would you, without eating, unless you're fasting or you're really ill. Normally you wouldn't go for a week without eating. You wouldn't go for a day, would you, without eating. But spiritually, we don't pray this prayer. God, will you strengthen me in my spirit today? Ephesians 3:16, it's a Holy Spirit-inspired prayer. If we did it on a daily basis, do you think it would help us spiritually? I do. God responds to the prayer of faith. God, will you strengthen me today with your spirit in my spirit? I wonder if God wants to answer that prayer. I don't wonder at all, really. I know he wants to answer that prayer. Maybe we wouldn't be subject to our circumstances so much if we prayed that prayer. Now, I know the human spirit can rise up in adversity many times. I've often quoted one of my favourite scenes, Gone with the Wind, you know, first half ends and Scarlett O'Hara picks up the dirt and human spirit rises, she's not going to give in. And Aragorn, you know, the great battle. There will be a day when men's hearts will fail, but it shall not be this day. Spirit stirs, doesn't it? Wow. The human spirit rises up sometimes in the face of adversity. And people who lived through the war, long before my time, but people who lived through the war said there was a sort of spirit of togetherness, you know, it's adversity, let's stick together, let's help one another. And the human spirit can rise up in the face of adversity, but when things are just going normal, we like this, aren't we? I put it to you that we shouldn't be. Now, what kind of things would make you feel weak spiritually? Because it says in the Bible, I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord's my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. He is my shield. He's the horn of my salvation. He is my stronghold. So why do we feel weak? What kind of things make you feel weak? Well, one of them is sin. Sin can make you feel weak spiritually. You don't have any spiritual verve or energy inside you when you're under the condemnation of sin. Sin weakens you. Psalm 32, blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him, and whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away, the psalmist is saying. When I didn't confess to God, when I didn't speak to God, my bones wasted away. I felt weak, spiritually weak. I was groaning all day long. Day and night, your hand was heavy upon me. God's hand is heavy upon you when you're in sin. My strength was sapped, spiritual strength sapped, as in the heat of summer. What does he do about it? Then I acknowledge my sin to you. I did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. That's what to do. If you're weak through sin, confess, talk to God about it, ask for him to forgive you, and then pray Ephesians 3:16. Strengthen me today in my spirit. Father, I pray. In Jesus' name. Weakness may be due then to sin. Weakness may be due to other things. weakness may be due to the fact that you're burnt out spiritually. You've been giving a lot out spiritually. You've been doing Christian things. You've been doing work. You've been doing good works. But you've not been sitting at Jesus' feet. And you're burnt out. And you're doing the good works in your own physical strength. And how long is that going to last? Not very long. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. Leave the "with Christ" out, it doesn't work. I can do all things. It doesn't work. I can do all things, I'll be strong forever. No, you won't. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Before I was a Christian, I read a book called The Power of Positive Thinking. Norman Vincent Peale. Anybody read it? Anybody heard of it? Power of Positive Thinking. And he said in the book, I've told you this before, say this line to yourself 10 times a day. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I started saying it every day. I wasn't a Christian. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Walking to work, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And somebody asks you to do something, you think, well, I can't do that. Then you say, no, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Would you go out to the front and speak? No! I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Go and ring so-and-so up. Oh no, they won't want me to ring them up. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And you know, I wasn't a Christian, but I think God used that line to bring me to Jesus not long afterwards. Because I thought it through. Wait a minute, I'm saying through Christ. I can do all things through Christ. I don't even practice on it. So it's a great verse, and it worked for me even when I wasn't a Christian, which is amazing. So weakness may be due to sin, it might be due to burnout. J.B. Ramsey, who wrote a commentary on the book of Revelation, said this: even the very best of God's children are apt to get wearied. But in proportion as your soul is under the power of Him, it will be full of wings. It will be eager to fly. What verse does that remind you of? Isaiah 40:31. Even the young men will faint and grow weary. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Men? Strength. Women? Strength. People? Strength. They shall renew their strength. So you might be weak through sin, you might be weak through burnout. You know Jesus got weak and had to be strengthened by the angels? Luke 22, he withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them. He knelt down and prayed, "Father, if you're willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." Do you know what happened next? An angel from heaven appeared to him to strengthen him. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. In the middle of there, we forget that angel came and strengthened him. Father, I pray for strength in my spirit today. So, you can be weak through sin, you can be weak through burnout. You can be weak sometimes, and this is an unusual one, through the presence of God. It's a different kind of weakness. But some people lose their physical strength in God's presence. Does that happen to anybody here? Where you sort of can't function properly? Happens to Harold sometimes, doesn't it? You know, can't get through the notices. He loses some of his physical capabilities in God's presence. And it does happen. And it happens in the Bible too. Happened to Ezekiel. Happened to Daniel. Daniel said, "I felt weak. I felt exhausted." He's having a vision before God, and he feels weak and exhausted. And an angel has to come and touch him. Daniel chapter 10, verse 7. I, Daniel, was the only one who saw the vision. The men with me did not see it, but such terror overwhelmed them that they fled and hid themselves. So I was left alone gazing at the great vision. I had no strength left. My face turned deathly pale. I was helpless. No strength left in God's presence. But then, at the end of it, God touches the person and they feel stronger than they did before in their spirits. Physically, they've gone feeling weak, but their spirits have gone stronger. So Daniel says, a hand touched me. He set me trembling. Anybody ever trembled in God's presence? Well, there's the spirit. Wow. Woo. On my hands and knees. He said, Daniel, you are highly esteemed. Consider carefully the words I'm about to speak to you and stand up. For I've now been sent to you. And when he said this to me, I stood up trembling, starting to get a bit of his strength back. Now he can stand up. I remember John White, when he came here to this church in 1991, told us a story about a man who came into a meeting where the Holy Spirit was moving. And he'd been a churchgoer a long time, but he'd never seen anything like this. And he stood up in the church and said, this isn't God. Don't tell me this is God. And started to walk out of the church. When he got to the door, he fell on the floor and started trembling and couldn't get up. God hit him. And he lost his strength. He couldn't even stand up. He repented and said, I want more of this. So Daniel here, he's trembling, he's on the floor. Now God's got him stood up, he's giving him his strength back. And then verse 18 of Daniel 10. Again, the one who looked like a man touched me and gave me strength. Do not be afraid, O man, highly esteemed, he said. Peace. Be strong now. Be strong. When he spoke to me, I was strengthened. And said, speak, Lord, since you've given me strength. One last example of God making us feel physically weak, but giving us spiritual strength. And this one's from church history. Teresa of Avila talked in her book, Life, The Life, about losing physical strength while she's praying, being unable to speak or move. All outward strength vanishes, but the strength of the soul increases, she said. The experience is of such delight that later our strength grows greater. Physical weakness then could be sin, could be burnout, could be God's presence upon you. But that one is a good one because it strengthens your spirit. The Lord is my strength and my song. He's become my salvation. He is my God. I will praise him. Exodus 15:2. God brought them out of Egypt and they have the strength of a wild ox. Numbers 24:8. The strength of a wild ox. We talk about the ox anointing. Have you got the ox anointing? Do you feel strong in the Lord? One of George's favorite verses. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Joy brings strength. God brings strength. Strong like an ox. So why do we need to be spiritually strong? Just so we can feel good every day? Well, yeah. But also because God wants us to love him with all of our strength. He wants us to love him with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And if you're low and you keep going under and keep getting discouraged, you don't have the spiritual strength and energy to keep going for God and to keep praising him. So pray the prayer again. God, will you strengthen me today in my spirit, with your spirit? Love God with all your strength. Deuteronomy, Old Testament. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God. The Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. So, we have examples in the Bible of people receiving strength. We've just heard the one of Daniel. Anybody think of somebody else who was strong and then he lost his strength and then his strength came back? Anybody? Samson, yeah. And God gave him his strength back. It was his last prayer before he died. Just give me strength for this one last thing. And the whole story of Samson is, what, tell us the secret of your strength. Now, the secret of his strength was in his hair, but it was also whether God gave it to him, wasn't it? So when Samson drank, it says in Judges 15:19, God opened up the hollow place, water came out of it, and when Samson drank, his strength returned, and he revived. This is earlier in the story of Samson. When Samson drank, his strength returned. That's physical, of course. He drank this water that did him good. But spiritually, that's for you and me. When we drink, our strength returns. Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. When we drink, our strength returns. They'll renew their strength. Strength comes from God. You can't work it up. It comes from God. Do you need other people around you to get strength from God? No. You can do it on your own, every day. David, it says in 1 Samuel 30, verse 6, David found strength in the Lord his God. When things were getting tough, David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. Each one was bitter because of his sons and daughters. But David found strength in the Lord. Irrespective of the circumstances then, David found strength in the Lord. If we just respond to circumstances all the time, then, you know, what good is our Christian faith doing us, really? Everybody's happy when things are going perfect, aren't they? Well, some are. Some can find something to complain about in all circumstances. But generally, people feel okay when things are going well. You know, football fans, your team wins, you feel great. Your team loses, you feel hopeless. We shouldn't be, that shouldn't be our barometer, should it? David found his strength in the Lord even when things were going wrong. It's God who gives strength. 1 Chronicles 16. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. That's 1 Chronicles 16, 10 to 12. Later on in the same chapter, 1 Chronicles 16, 26 and 28. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are in his dwelling place. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Strength and joy are in his dwelling place. God is committed to giving you strength. Remember what we said earlier on? Do you think God would answer that prayer? God, will you strengthen my spirit today? Do you think God would answer that prayer? God is committed to giving you strength. 2 Chronicles 16:9. The eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth. What for? To strengthen those whose hearts are committed to him. God's looking over you now to strengthen you. Father, would you strengthen me in my spirit? In October 1995 and March 1998, I had two significant experiences with God. I was laying on the floor at the time, on both occasions. We'd been worshipping a long time. The presence of God's Spirit is very, very strong in the room. I was laying on the floor and I started to feel things in my stomach, physically. And I started to go like that with my arms. Whoa. Whoa. What's going on here? God, what's happening? What's happening to me? God said to me, I'm giving you strength. I thought, what for? I don't need strength. But he put things into me then, which years later I needed to draw upon. I didn't know at the time, but he was giving me spiritual strength for things that were coming up later in my life. God, you did it physically. It was a physical feeling. But all that was doing was demonstrating what he was doing spiritually. And you know, when Harold crunches and stuff like that, and we make involuntary noises sometimes in God's presence, he's doing something that you actually feel physically, but it's something spiritually he's doing. Very often he does it without any physical show. But on those two occasions, for me, I'll never forget them. And I could feel strength coming into me. Spiritual strength. So much so that I felt like, wow, this is like, what do you call it at the gym? Power building muscles and stuff. This is a bit too much, and I'll be out of proportion here. Upper body strength and all that business, you know. Muscle bound. That's how I felt, but I needed it later on, you see. It was almost, that's enough now, God. But then I kept getting more. God gives strength. I want to close with this. God wants us to enjoy him. He wants us to enjoy the fact that we're Christians. A Christian life is not a life to be endured. It's to be enjoyed. Whoa! That's my belief. It's to be enjoyed, the fact that we're Christians. And I've told you this before, I went to South Africa in 1987. 12 of us went. Went to this church where the worship was exceedingly lively. And I wasn't used to that. Neither was this South African Airways rep who was with us. So he and I stood at the back of the church, while everybody else is going berserk down at the front. Really going for it. And then we got back on the bus after the church service, and one of the ones who'd been going berserk down at the front there, hadn't been going berserk really, just been worshipping with all of his heart, mind, soul and strength. He said to me, did you not fancy being down near the front, John? I said, no. Not for me, you know what I mean? Some people, you know, personalities, isn't it? It's personalities. I'm quiet about me. You know, I'm a reserved guy. I'm English. He said, I'm English too. I said, oh yeah. He said, why don't you just enjoy God? I said, enjoy God? Do you know, I'd never heard anybody say that to me. Enjoy God. Enjoy him. Well, sure, I mean, I believe. I believe all these things. Jesus came, perfect life, died, rose again. We're going to heaven one day. You know, he paid the price for my sin. But enjoy God. I mean, pleasure, surely pleasure's a bit dodgy, isn't it? You know, shouldn't be enjoying things, should we, as Christians? I mean, my sort of image of church wasn't of people enjoying it. I'm not saying about this church, but they were very nice and they enjoyed their Christian life. But I didn't know how to enjoy God. He said, what do you learn to enjoy God? So I thought, right. This is revolutionary stuff and revelationary stuff. Now, John Piper says this. When he discovered that we were supposed to enjoy the Christian faith, not endure, he writes about this in his book, Legacy of Sovereign Joy. He started, he said, to discover the means to enjoy God. I'm going to set myself to enjoy God. How do I enjoy God? And he said, I realized that I needed strength to enjoy God. I needed his strength so that I could enjoy him. And pleasure is not a bad thing. Because the supreme pleasure is God. So I needed strength to enjoy God. So do you know what? Now, and for the last several years, I enjoy being a Christian. That is my testimony. I enjoy it. I like it. It's not something to be endured and gritted through. I enjoy it. It's the best thing there is. I don't want to be doing something else. I want to be following God. I want to enjoy him. He is the supreme pleasure. Is he not? I'm glad you were enthusiastic there in your response. Strength enables you to enjoy God. So John Piper said, I began to search for a means of gaining the strength I need to enjoy God. Well, the final thing to say is the verse we started with. It's a biblical thing to seek his strength. It's a biblical thing that God wants to strengthen you. He's looking around, don't forget, to strengthen those who've committed to him. Psalm 105 verse 4 says, look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. So the worthwhile daily prayer that I'm trying to get over to you at the end of 2008 that maybe you could start doing, why wait till 2009? Why not start today? God, strengthen me in my spirit today with your spirit. It's an easy prayer, isn't it? Strengthen me today in my spirit with your spirit. Ephesians 3:16. Let's pray it right now as we close. Father, we pray this simple prayer. Will you strengthen us today through your spirit in our spirit? We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Do you know some of the problems with our Christian life? The answer to them is so simple. We think, it can't be that simple. Christian life's complicated. It can't be that simple. Simple doesn't mean easy, by the way. But it's simple, and it's not complicated. But we don't do it, because we think, it can't be that easy. Maybe it is. God, strengthen me today with your spirit in my spirit. Uncomplicated. Simple. Amen. Finished.